Love like this ought to make you sweat once in a while. Take up your cross means love me to the point that you're willing to suffer the same things that I suffered. My cousin, who's here tonight, once uttered something that has stuck with me forever. He made me feel like a cupcake Christian. He said, I've never thought of being a Christian as being easy. I kind of do sometimes. Like, stay out of mortal sin, you'll be good, you know? But he's right. He's right. All this, that Jesus is agape love, that he really is God who poured out his life, that you are his bride, all of this is either true or it's false. And St. Paul says, if it's false, we are the biggest fools in the world. But if it's true, it's worth dying for. If it's true, it's worth saying, I don't want a second-rate, watered-down version of the gospel. I want the truth. And I want the courage, Jesus Christ, to follow you. St. Paul, when he got, this is so hard to walk in front of the Eucharist, Lord, without kneeling. Because he's the reason we're here. Pardon me if I may say, you're the man. You know? Yes. Yeah. So St. Paul tells us what happens when we're going to decide we believe, and this is the truth, and we'll give our lives for it. He tells us what happens. He says, listen to this. He says, when we're convinced, when we believe, he says, the love of Christ impels us. Once we have come to the conviction that one died for all, therefore all have died. He indeed died for all, so that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Consequently, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even if we once knew him, Christ, according to the flesh, yet now we know him so no longer. So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, the new things have come. His agape love, received by his bride, transforms her and makes her relentless. I won't stop, Jesus, until I'm safe in your embrace forever. The love of Christ impels us. Paul is saying his agape love, this love, friends, that radiates in this church. We get on our knees when we come in the church. I think the reason, it's good to pray on your knees, but I think the primary reason there's kneelers in the Catholic Church is for the Eucharist. This love brings you to your knees. And that love of Christ, literally, his love for us, his overwhelming agape love, impels us. And that verb in Greek means controls and directs. It controls our actions if we're open to it. That love of Christ will drive us. It energizes us. The love of Christ, his agape love, energizes us. His agape love will let us sweat and say, yeah, yeah. I want more of it tonight, Lord. There's nothing better on a sweet summer night than to sweat in your house and adore you. Yes, yes. And when we have come to the conviction that he died for all, he died for all. His agape love is on display. It's unconditional. It doesn't matter. The Mass used to say, this will be given up for you and for all. And now the translation, many, the many, it's inclusive. It means everybody who gets in on the deal. It's the many in the inclusive sense. Everybody. He did it for all. And then, this is it. He indeed died for all, so that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him. To no longer live for ourselves. We've got to be changed. His agape love has got to be changed. We all fall short, but we've got to be changed. We've got to embrace daily conversion and know that we cannot live for ourselves. We can't do it. His love changes us. And it means dying to our selfish desires, our selfishness, our attachments that are not what God wants for us. It means dying for us, dying from these and letting Him fill us so that we, like He said, can live for Him. To live for Him. To give of our hearts endlessly for Him. And what does that do for us? St. Paul says, consequently, because all this has happened, now we regard no one according to the flesh. I can't look at this world through my regular eyes and flesh. I've got to see His image and likeness walking around. That man on the corner is His image and likeness. That person who annoys the bejeebies out of me is Jesus in His distressing disguise. Mother Teresa said that line, and I've had some moments before where I just want to be like, Jesus, I know that's You. Quit messing around. You're just pulling my leg. But it is. We can no longer see this world according to the flesh. We got to change the channel. Amen? Yeah. Yeah, we got to drop the cable. No, I'm just kidding. Some cable's good. I don't mean to be over the top, so. Throw your TV out the window tonight. So, okay. And so, friends, we come to the payoff pitch. Whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Okay, to be in Christ means to be in a personal union with Him, united to Him, His body, through the sacrament of baptism. That's called the sacrament of faith, and I love that we baptize babies, that Jesus said, let the little children come to Me, because we stack the deck for children. So if they turn out to be a total moron like me, God can still do something with them. God stacks the deck. Yeah. He stacks that deck so that we live in Him. And so when we are part of the body of Christ, it's huge to see that you are the bride. You're the bride. You're destined for that marriage forever in heaven. And our task is to cleave. For this reason, a man leaves his parents. For this reason, the bride runs to Jesus, because she sanctifies us, gives us life, betroths us to Himself in holy beauty, and that's going to bring us happiness. We got to cling to the bridegroom with all our hearts, knowing that we got to let go of the junk. And then we've got something to give to the world. If we're in love with the bridegroom, we're going to be a people that walks in this world differently. A people who know what marriage is all about. We're living in that union now. And every time we go to Mass, the bride says, I do. I do. Every time we enter the church, let us remember that His radiant agape love is flooding us. Flooding us. And it's never boring. And so the question is, who are we living for? Who are we living for? Your presence here tonight gives the answer. The bride won't stay away, Lord. Your presence here gives the answer. And if this is your first time coming to something like this, He's brought you here. He wants to bring you more deep into His sacred heart. If you've ever seen the movie Shawshank Redemption, Red is this prisoner who's scared to get out on parole, and this guy Andy's falsely framed. Andy springs out, he escapes from prison, and he gets Red to do it. Red escapes from prison, and then he jumps parole. No, he gets out on parole. And then he skips his parole, and Andy set him up to go to this long rope, this long brick wall in the middle of the country. Raise your hand if you know this scene. It's amazing. Google Google ending of Shawshank Redemption later. Andy Red, this man who's lived in fear, gets to the end of this brick road. He's sprung parole. He's toast if he gets caught. He goes to the end of the brick road, and he finds the spot that Andy said to look for. There's a stone there that looks like it's out of place. He picks it up, and in it is a wad of cash and a note, and it says, "You've come this far. Maybe you're willing to come a little farther. You have come this far. You live for him. Maybe you're willing to go a little farther tonight. Agape. It won't be complete until you give the full gift of yourself to Jesus. And we can take another step closer to that tonight. Tell Jesus tonight, Jesus, I'll give you any sin I've got. Any sin I've got, take it. Point it out. Shine the light in my heart and tell me the sin you want to remove. I'll give you any sin I've got to know you better. Take that attachment and give me a deeper attachment to you." I'm at exactly 20 minutes, which means we have time for a song, if that's okay. Okay. This song, I wrote it in lieu of all the marriage stuff, and I was thinking about my marriage. You know, I've given my life to Jesus, and his bride, the church, is the bride that I serve, so I think of her as my bride. And so the first verse kind of denotes a little of that, but the chorus is for all of us, and I'm just going to teach it to you real quick. It's about giving all of our love to Jesus, all of our selfless sacrifice, laying down our lives for others. So let's see if we can get a little volume. And oh, there it is. And hopefully this won't take too long. Hopefully we'll rock it out for Jesus Christ. Yeah. So the chorus, I'm just going to teach it to you real quick. Okay. Patrick, hurry up. King of Kings, we offer this song of love to you, bridegroom. The bride sings for her amazing bridegroom. The chorus goes, "All my..." Can we bring this down just a little bit so I don't kill anybody? Oh, I love to sing, but I'm not a great singer. Oh, so the first line is, "All my love to give." Try it with me. "All my love to give." Good. "For you, you know I want to. For you. Try that. Oh, please help me love you." Try the phrasing again. "Oh, please help me love you." Then this is fun. It goes, "Help me love you more." Try that. "More." Once again. Yes. "More." That's a love song if I ever heard it. Let's see if I can make my guitar sound good. It is what it is. Hurry up, Patrick. Pretty chingy. That's the problem. There was no sound check. Who gives a hoot? Okay, you got the chorus. "All my love to give. For you, you know I want to. All I want is you." High note. "Oh, please help me love you more." We'll get it. "Help me love you more." We got it. Okay. That only took 6 minutes. Oh, no. I'm firing myself. Okay, here's the song. We offer this to the bridegroom. This is the bride singing for her bride. Okay. Okay. Note to self. "Oh, sometimes your problems, yeah, feel like they will break my back, but I will never walk out on you, 'cause I have a vow and I will be true. We love you.